BAA training alumnus Tobias, if you really want it, do it. When Tobias first set foot on campus, he had a clear goal in mind: become a commercial pilot and do it with purpose. Just 18 months later, he was already setting eyes on his type rating that he's currently wrapping up. Having completed our BAA training cadet program faster than most, he wasn't there to waste time. Originally from Germany, Tobias is one of those cadets whose determination quietly commands respect. We sat down with him to unpack what drove his steady momentum, how he tackled challenges head-on, and what advice he'd give to anyone hoping to soar through their training like he did. A dream that took flight early. Tobias's journey into aviation started the way many pilots do, with a childhood spark.
The first time I really realized it was when I came back from a holiday with my parents from Egypt,
he recalls.
When we left the airport, I had tears in my eyes because I was very sad that we would not be flying again in the near future.
That emotional moment planted a seed that would grow into a full-fledged career goal that he's currently pursuing. Training as a pilot is no small feat, especially when you're determined to finish faster than most. For Tobias, his success came down to one key principle: focus.
You can't really plan things in aviation, but you have to be dedicated. You have to focus,
he shares.
Keep your focus and go full gas on studying. It's all about keeping that in mind.
Part of what helped him stay on track was the program structure, the combined approach that simultaneously covers the theory and the practical parts in Lleida, Spain.
Doing theory with practical flight training together was really helpful. I basically saw why I was doing the theory,
he explains.
It just made sense for me to see it and then do it in the aircraft. It really helped me to stay motivated throughout the training.
The pressure and the payoff. Behind the steady progress, however, was real pressure: financial, emotional, and personal.
You need your family to have your back, because without their help, it can be hard to make it,
Tobias admits.
There's always pressure to succeed. It was a big relief for me already when I finished the theory exams. That was an amazing feeling.
Still, his drive never wavered.
If I really want something, I usually always find a way to achieve it,
he says.
But you need some help from your family, someone who supports you through the tougher moments.
While Tobias's timeline may seem exceptional, he's quick to point out that the secret wasn't magic. It was structure.
Honestly, there's not a lot of free time if you want to finish your training that quick,
he says.
But I always had a clear structure. I made a schedule for myself and kept to it. That helped me to keep progressing fast.
That included time off, too. Tobias planned monthly reset days in the Pyrenees, where he could disconnect from flying and reconnect with nature.
You need some activities that keep your mind fresh,
he says.
And for me, it was going to the mountains, since I grew up around them in Germany. I planned a couple of such days off per month for myself, where I could really let myself relax and do something fun. Apart from flying, that's where all the fun is. But to do something different.
Training at the right place. Tobias credits his success not only to his mindset, but to the environment at BAA training.
Without good infrastructure, you can't achieve your goal,
he says.
Anytime I had a problem, the management in Vilnius helped. Whatever the issue was, they always tried their best.
He especially praises the instructors.
All of them are so helpful, and they know what they're doing. Instructors in Lleida were simply amazing. I had an absolute blast learning to fly.
Amid the pressure and progress, Tobias collected moments that will stay with him forever. One that stands out was his final flight lesson, a sunrise flight in the twin-engine aircraft.
We departed towards the sea when the sun was rising. It was just such a beautiful picture, to have this scenery around and know it was my last session. That was surreal.
Another highlight, experiencing a minor aircraft issue during a night flight.
It was the first time troubleshooting something in a real aircraft,
he remembers.
You prepare for it, but then actually doing it, with your instructor by your side, was really special. It might sound weird because we had an issue, but it was fun to experience it.
Looking ahead and back. With his type rating nearly finished, Tobias is ready to take that final step into the airline world.
That's why I'm doing my type rating now, to enjoy my dream,
he says. And if given the chance to do things differently?
I wouldn't,
he says without hesitation.
Going to BAA training, moving to Spain, getting out of the German-speaking area. It was all part of what made the experience so valuable. The Spanish mentality, the lifestyle, the people. It was just a really good experience.
His advice for aspiring pilots is simple, but sincere.
First of all, do it. If it's really your dream, go for it,
he says.
Find your own way to stay motivated and remember why you're doing this. Study hard, even though it might be tough sometimes, but in the end, it's definitely worth it. All the time you spend, all the struggles you go through, it's so worth it. You feel that especially on your first time in an aircraft, when you're actually flying it.
And perhaps the most unexpected insight from someone who sped through training?
Take your time,
he adds.
We all have our own pace. You don't need to rush.
Tobias' story is a powerful reminder that with the right mindset, structure, and support, even the most ambitious timelines are possible. Whether you're just beginning to explore pilot training or already gearing up for takeoff, his experience shows that every journey is unique and worth pursuing. Want more inspiration? Dive into other student stories like Aru's perspective as a young woman in training, or Vihan's coming from a non-aviation family background, and see how our cadets from around the world are turning their dreams into reality